So you found your way to Wonderland.
If I were alone for a white friend, I'd ask the man.
Really, I didn't think that.
But that's the point. If you don't think, you shouldn't talk.
Down the rabbit hole with idiots.
Anybody else hear that buzz in their headphones?
I sure do.
So do I.
Surely do.
It's like fluttering.
I don't know.
It's coming from Jack. It's Jack's computer.
Oh.
Of course.
What a shock.
Tom, so we're here.
Baby's out of the corner.
Yeah, we're out of the corner.
Nobody puts
no
baby
more
in the corner.
No more corners.
So last week they, right? Let's see how this is going to go.
All right.
So last week, Brandon and Jack, and were you here, Tom?
Yep.
They allegedly set this room up, and all I hear is echoing all over the place right now because we're not in a acoustically treated environment because the wall across from us with the black curtain was supposed to have sound deadening behind it, which they didn't do.
Uh-huh. Brandon was very upset he couldn't get tacos last week.
Tacos?
Yeah, that was the problem.
That where his mind was at? Was on tacos instead of getting this room set up right?
That's why more shit didn't get done, because Brandon didn't get tacos.
He could have Ubered Eats it.
I came in yesterday, Tom, to a studio that was allegedly ready to go, just needed a couple finishing touches.
That's what they said when they left. I don't know anything about the mechanics of this shit. They said, we're good to go next Tuesday.
I showed up at 4 p.m.
And I think we finished at 2 a.m.
I got home at 3 a.m.
And in their utter wisdom, they thought that we could have showed up today an hour before the show and we're ready to roll.
That'd have been a negative, Ghost Rider.
What kind of incompetence would you describe that as, Tom?
Utterly bad.
Utterly bad. And not only did we get out of here at 2 a.m. yesterday.
Yep.
I just finished the last of it about 20 minutes before we were supposed to go live, which, what time did we go live, Jack?
8:10, I think.
And our show starts at what time, Jack?
Well, today it started at 8:10, sir.
Well played. All right. Okay. I'm just saying. And the thing is, Thomas, I came in here yesterday. They said they were going to move the studio, and they were going to put it, you know, whatever. And so we had this whole group discussion, right?
Yep.
Where I'm talking to Jack over there and Brandon, who was probably high the whole time I was talking to him.
Yep.
And I specifically went through them in detail. Okay. We're going to set the table up against the other side of the room. Jack will be immediately across from us on the other wall of the room.
Yep.
And I ordered the specific cables to make that setup work.
Okay.
When I showed up yesterday, where was Jack set up?
To the right of us.
Brandon.
I was not aware of that order that had been given. Or that instruction, rather.
Yes, sir.
Brandon, do you remotely recall at all our conversation of where we were going to set up this room before you set it up?
I'm going to go with no.
Remotely?
Is your microphone on?
Nope.
Does it work? Because nothing's been tested in here.
It's green.
All right, you got to power up your mic receiver there. That mic receiver is not plugged up. It's the one that says sure. Walk around here to the front side. Walk around to the front side. See that box that says sure? Yep.
The front
that you guys rewired and you guys rehooked up?
Yep.
Well, do you think it's powered up when there's absolutely no fucking lights on it?
That's a good question.
Yeah, you're talking into a microphone that doesn't work. Okay, so go around behind, find the power supply, and you got to plug it up.
All right, go on.
Good thing you have great mic technique, but we can't hear your mic.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, look at that. Pretty good when you turn shit on.
So basically, Tom,
Yep.
Since I finished setting up about 20 minutes before we were supposed to start the show, then we had another 10 minutes of clusterfuck because we didn't have internet. We didn't have access to Facebook. We didn't have access to everything.
Yep, people are very upset. Stan is very upset that we're not on Twitch right now.
Mm. I guess we finally figured out who our one Twitch viewer was.
Yep, there it is.
Why would he? Okay, why would he watch on Twitch? I mean, all of his friends are on Facebook, and they all comment on Facebook, so why does he watch on Twitch?
Fire Stick.
Hey, so Chris just TV. Put a good up a point. Like, are you the mad parent, or are you the disappointed parent right now?
If they would have attempted to set it up the way that I told them to set it up, and it was not correct, I would have been, they would have met my expectations.
And you might have been mad.
And I would have known that I needed to correct it. But when I came in and I saw that they spent hours setting it up where I didn't tell them to set up, and I knew it wasn't going to work because we didn't order the proper cabling for it, now I'm a mad parent.
Oh, disappointed is so worse.
I do want to add, to my defense, I was told I wasn't allowed to touch anything until Tom and Stefan were here. And then Stefan thought it was a great idea to go on that side, and I didn't want to argue with him.
I take zero responsibility. I have no clue what he speaks.
No, but wait a minute.
Wait
a minute. You're blaming somebody? But you guys were given instruction from Jake where you should have been.
Directly, right?
Directly. We weren't aware of said instruction. You never said, but Jake said, I need to be across from you guys.
Well, I'm usually busy doing a bunch of stuff, and Jake says a lot of things.
And I didn't say that you couldn't touch anything till I got here. I said, don't move boxes until I got here.
Mama B said I was not allowed to touch any of the equipment until either you or Stefan was here.
I don't think that that's
it. She said that was the orders that she was given to tell me.
I don't believe that.
Well, you know what's great is now, due to coming in for, how many hours was that yesterday?
Testing.
Oh. Good job. Good quality control over there, guys. Good quality control. Brandon's mic now works.
That'd be 10 hours yesterday.
There you go. Yeah, 10 hours yesterday to correct mistakes.
Yep.
And another couple hours today.
Yep.
So we're here. We're working. Problem is, Tom, due to the roadblocks that have precluded this show, I don't have a show planned. So what are we doing?
I don't know.
Admiring the new table.
Sure.
Okay, that took 30 seconds. Now what do we do, Brandon?
I just want to point out that Brandon colored the string last night to hang the sign with a Sharpie marker.
Okay. All right. So now we're frustrated, which is hard to focus on a show, Brandon and Jack, when you're frustrated and busy setting it up. But now we will attempt to do a show.
That candy's going to make it all better now.
It's going to make... I don't care. I can talk on the microphone because I really have nothing to say. Tom, you watched anything? Anything been going on?
Bill Cosby went to jail.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's something we are going to talk about later.
All right.
Yeah, I got my buddy, Gary Busey, and Bill Cosby calling in later.
Oh, nice. We got a call live from prison?
Really?
Like a first interview?
This is like exclusive interview from prison? What's going on?
Well, we got Bill Cosby and Gary Busey, friends of mine, calling in at 9:30.
I know, but what just happened?
The problem is we have to make the show last till 9:30 to be able to talk to them.
Well.
So
I have a feeling this is going to be a stellar show. Steph, what's up with you? Anything new?
No, nothing spectacular. I'm living my best life.
Aaron wrote...
That's the cool thing right now when you're living your best life.
Toys R Us is reopening. Is that true?
You know, I read that somewhere, but I don't know how much truth there is behind that.
What happened? Somebody bought the name or something?
Apparently, like, some lenders or something are supposed to be helping them out instead of the bankruptcy thing.
They're all closed, though, so they got to. Now we're going to do it all over?
Well, the buildings are still open.
Restock them?
Pretty much. So who's going to buy all that shit?
I don't know.
No idea. Did you know Vegas went black yesterday?
They did. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a one-year anniversary of the... Well, anniversary. Do you call it anniversary when it's a mass killing, shooting? So it is an anniversary,
right?
Even if as horrible as the event is. Regarding the concert that was held there in Vegas, they went dark yesterday, and I believe that the Mandalay Bay lit up like 52 lights in their hotel.
58 lights.
58. That was the number of the casualties that totaled 58.
Yep.
Which, considering of what happened with a crowd that big and fully automatic weapons, I mean, 58 is definitely a horrible number, but it could have been a lot higher.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse.
Could have been a lot worse. Jack, you're taking off your clothes over there?
It's a little hot in the studio. A
little hot? Is that the pressure for fucking it up and like not letting us plan a whole show? Is that what's making you hot? Is it the stress?
Can I ask a question?
The microscope that I'm under at the moment.
The microscope that you're under. Let me ask you a question. When you guys left out of here last freaking Tuesday, you guys really thought that this was adequate?
If we were going to be putting it from the place of which we had selected, yes.
You guys didn't turn on one camera to check the back wall to see if you had enough green screen up. You guys didn't check to see if you had cables to run to the cameras. So what made you guys think that we were ready to run? Brandon, anything? Bueller, anyone?
I was pretty stoned.
And I see that you guys set up your little bed buddy thing here where you guys are both like a foot and a half away from each other with your little executive producer desk there.
Hey. Don't be getting onto our little thing we got going on here.
I'm just curious of what you made you guys think buddies. That we were even remotely ready when you didn't check anything last Tuesday.
No comments. The audio looked fine because it was all set up correctly, except for apparently it was
not. The audio didn't look fine. I didn't plug up audio until today.
I just want to point out that they told Steph and me that everything was good to go.
Steph, do you concur?
Zero responsibility. Remember that part?
Okay.
There's a bus that drove by, and I'm pretty sure they're both under it right now.
Yep.
Now, can I play videos from my computer? Or is that, you know,
Absolutely.
Something,
Jake, can I
something
ask
that we're going to wing?
Do it right now?
When is the executive producer, on a real show, going to actually start getting all our material together for us?
What is he doing? What are you doing?
What?
I mean, nothing.
Okay. Whatever. All right.
Apparently your chair was cold.
I guess so. When does the executive producer start actually planning the show, and then they just give us the material that we're going to talk about?
That's never going to happen here.
Oh.
That's never going to happen here. Actually, Brandon did. I told him that we didn't have time to plan a show, and he did send me over a couple things to talk about, I guess we can attempt to talk about it. But guess what it is? Guess what it is, Tom? It's all of his political bullshit.
Yeah. That's,
hey. What do we have? All right, there's one story that's not political. Let's go. Well, it kind of is. It's more social.
Can I hire an Uber person to come sit in for me? I want to do that. I want
to
do that.
I did add that to the list.
I could have, yeah, you would just get a somebody with an iPad with my face on it and just come sit and be me.
Yeah, we could put Fake Tom.
Fake Tom. No, dude, we can't have Fake Tom for that.
Okay.
You just have Fake Tom there, and then we'll put a speaker or something so you can speak through Fake Tom.
So there's a new movement, Steph. And by the way, who's all here? It's Steph.
Missy.
Tom's here.
Steph, you can speak for yourself. I don't want to talk for you.
No, it's okay. You're doing such a great job.
Of not doing anything?
Yeah. Why don't you just wear blackface while you're at it? You know how
hard it is to wear blackface, though, while you're saying your name.
If you're going to speak for me, you might as well.
All right.
And you get to say the N-word as often as you like, so...
That counts as permission.
You got the card.
Well, if he's going to be me.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so Tom, there's this new thing going around, and Missy, where women are saying that men opening doors for women is a symbol of aggressive patriarchy.
What? Aggressive.
Because, yes, because what you're doing when you open up a door for a woman is you're saying that you are giving them permission to enter or leave the room.
Oh, now you can walk through because I'm opening the
door. Yes. I am giving you permission to enter this room by opening the door. And so they're saying that that is it's a no-no.
If you don't get out and open her door in order for her to get out of the car, does that mean she should be sitting in the car until you open it?
Well, I believe every man and woman is created equal, and she can sit in the car until she figures out how to open the car.
Sweet.
Is that what we're doing now?
But can I ask a question? Who comes up with this shit? that now holding a door, you're now controlling somebody's
ability
to go through a door, whether they do it.
They also say that a man opening and holding a door open for a woman is him subconsciously reminding her that all men are in control of women's choices.
They have a choice. Don't fucking come through the door. Just say, I'm waiting. I'll go through the other door.
Stay at home in the kitchen.
There's plenty of people that
stay
do that.
Stay home in the kitchen.
Can we for a moment just read the comment where the guy says that he dashes ahead of the women to hold the door closed from the other
side?
Yeah,
there was a funny little comment on this where a guy says, I dash ahead of women and hold the door closed from the other side. So they have to fight me for it. This way she knows she defeated the patriarchy fair and square to open her own door.
Sounds fair.
That sounds fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Mortal Kombat. Fight me!
I'm looking through these Brandon stories. I'm trying to find something that could be remotely interesting.
You ever open a door for somebody who doesn't say thank you?
All the time.
Does that make you want to like slam the door back in their face?
And I say, you're welcome. Like it's like a knee-jerk reaction just pops out of my mouth.
I low-key want to tell them, go the fuck back outside so I can slam the door in front of you and open the shit yourself.
Yeah.
That's how I feel sometimes.
Yeah, I think that's super rude. It's super rude, right? Oh. Where were we at? We were in Vegas just the other day. And I was, you haven't said a word all show. What's going on?
I'm just listening. You don't open and door closes for anybody, and you don't ever be like, you go first, babe. You slam the door.
No, I don't. I hold it open behind me because you're always slow.
Don't. You never
You're do. Always slow. I always hold it up for you. I don't, yeah. Well, I think we're equals, that's why.
She can open her own fucking door.
Well, when you're walking with
There's
somebody.
There's times that you lock the door and I haven't even opened the door and I'm locked in the car still.
You know what my favorite, though, is when you're coming up behind somebody and they know you're right behind them and they open the door just enough to let their body in and they don't hold the door knowing open you're there. That's another thing.
I always hold it with my foot.
That works. At least you're making the attempt.
At least you're attempting to hold it. That's the same thing.
But I do open the door for you. I mean, you're usually running slow behind me. And when a door opens forward, I just walk through and I hold it with my back hand as you scurry through.
I think the
idea
is...
You can wake up now.
Yeah, nice job, Jake, controlling her choices to go through that fucking door.
She's full of crap. You know what she did the other day? Yesterday? Tom, does my elbow look broke?
You do have... It is kind of red around right around the funny bone area.
This thing was hurting like a mother this morning. You know why?
I wish I had recorded that shit. It was pretty amazing.
Why is my elbow hurting, Tom?
Because Missy threw one of these nice stainless steel cup holders at you.
Why did I throw that stainless steel cup?
Because you didn't like my joke. If you don't like my joke, don't applaud. But you don't need to throw shit at me.
Can you repeat the joke? I'm a little curious.
I don't remember what it was. I lost consciousness because the pain was so intense when she hit me.
I'll bet she does. Can you remember what the joke was?
She fired this thing off, dude. She fired this off, right? And it hit me right on the freaking bone, dude. It felt like I kicked the end table with my pinky toe. It sucked so bad. And today, man, it freaking hurts.
You know what? I threw it expecting it wasn't even going to touch you because I can't. Aim for crap.
You know how when something hits something and it makes a perfect sound?
Right.
That ding.
Yes. Just like
it's like a sound effect from a movie. That's why I wish I recorded it because it was like perfect.
I took off running out of the room. It hurt so bad. Going ow, 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 ow. It ran around the cars.
Oh.
So it hit his funny bone. We all thought it was funny.
That's why it's called the funny bone.
Yep.
Not funny to him. Funny
but it is
not funny
at all. It is looking a little red today, Jake.
I know. That's freaking elder abuse or something.
That wasn't elder abuse.
Where's your hashtag Me Too button?
Me Too. Me Too.
What about your joke? I don't remember what the joke was.
I don't remember what the joke was.
You say stuff that's not funny all the time. I don't go hawking a coffee cup at you.
Oh, I know what it was. You basically
don't bring it back up now. She already assaulted me over whatever I said once.
You basically actually said that we were the talent.
And that's a joke.
Because you asked why we needed these mics, like why we needed these, and they couldn't have them.
No, you didn't say we. You said me.
Because I didn't want it to block your beautiful face.
You were trying to have me sit right here with this right in my face. Right in my face.
It's because you want to be closer.
It's new digs. We got to work it out. There's a lot of bugs to kick out.
Oh, now they're bugs.
And so wait a minute. So I said what? That entitled you to hurl a cup across the room at me?
You said I wasn't important.
I don't recall saying she wasn't important.
You basically said that. Ask Tom. He was right there, right where he was sitting.
Did I say she wasn't important, Tom? You're not going to get involved now because you're afraid of getting shit thrown at you.
I promise I will not throw shit.
In not so many words, that's kind of basically what you said.
All right. I love how everybody has a lot to say tonight.
Okay. I'll just fix that shit. No fucking problem.
Okay. All right. Clapping has been banned at University of Manchester Students Union events to avoid... I don't even want to read this bullshit. So Kavanaugh, Tom, are we going to talk about that? The whole topic that women don't want men to talk about and men are allowed to talk about it and all that kind of stuff, the Kavanaugh appointment, the Ford and all that stuff?
Here's my thing. It happened... I'm not downplaying it, but...
Yeah, you are. Go ahead.
It happened 30 years ago at a party, and it was multiple men involved. Why is he the only one getting hung out to dry?
Didn't other two other guys admit to it already, too?
Yes, to the FBI. They said they were the ones that did it, not him.
That's the smokescreen.
I'm sure it probably is.
They basically paid that guy.
Hey, but listen, Kavanaugh likes beer. He liked beer then. He still likes beer now.
Yeah, but this is the thing. What I think the deeper issue is like there's so many people taking sides, whether it's women's rights, whether it's Republican, whether it's Democrats, and it's people. I just think it's an idiotic idea that somebody should be believed or disbelieved or whatever just based on their genitalia. I mean, there's this whole movement going on that says we believe or whatever it is, how every woman should be believed based on them being a woman. And I know that rape, I know bad stuff happens all the time. But what does your sexual orientation have to do with what's truth or not? And every situation should be taken on its own.
Absolutely. Has nothing to do with it. Just because you have a vagina doesn't mean you always tell the truth.
Or throw metal cups at people.
Or tell people that they're not important.
I don't recall saying that.
I don't recall throwing a metal cup at you.
Hey.
Oh, look who's over here.
Hi, buddy.
Oh, shit.
Wow. The show just got interesting.
Dude, we were just talking about you.
Pleasant surprise.
Yeah, we said we were going to ask Izzy if he'd make us some coasters.
Oh, you guys said that?
I did.
Yeah.
I think Izzy has better things to do than be making toasters at his freaking factory over
there. Not a fucking toaster.
Coasters. Coasters, that's what I meant. Anyways.
Big difference.
Come on in, buddy.
Yeah, some guests just stopped by through our garage door that's crept open. Anyways. Tom, so... Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I honestly, I'll just say that I'm so frazzled from having to set this up and do it right before the show that I just have my mind's not put together. I'm not in the mind frame to be entertaining right
now.
We
could just yell at Jack and Brandon for an hour.
Yeah, but that gets old too.
I point out about the whole Supreme Court thing.
Don't be lazy and put your microphone in the ladder. Pick it up and talk into it. Now you turned your mic off.
Oh, my God.
Damn it. No, this is just one big distraction. I mean, both the Democrats and the Republicans love the ability to have these unwarranted spy programs. And he also was critical in the Obamacare tax. So, really, there are so many other reasons that he's unqualified for the Supreme Court besides these unsubstantiated claims from 30 years ago. But my question is does any issue like this preclude you from sitting in a high position like the Supreme Court ever in your life?
Alleged rape.
Yeah.
Alleged rape.
That is pretty serious.
That is very serious.
But, you know, 30 years later, the statute of limitations is already up. You know, he wouldn't be able
to be... No, there is no statute of limitations on rape.
In D.C., there's no statute of limitations on rape.
I was saying some states there are.
But I think the bigger issue is character. When your character gets called into right or wrong or indifferent, I'm not saying that it shouldn't be proved, but how do you prove something that happened 30 years ago at a college party?
Well, I mean, her own witnesses said that it didn't happen, that he wasn't at those parties and stuff like that. People that she said could corroborate her statement.
The problem is that something that happened so long ago, it's he said, she said all around the board, and there's been no witnesses on either side to corroborate. And
he's got his calendar.
Yeah, which is bullshit. Yeah, it's so how can anybody in this particular situation be hardcore on either side, say there's no way Kavanaugh did it, and there's no or you know he did do it. You know, how can what I don't I see like everybody on my Facebook feed, it's a divided. You know, they're either a Ford supporter or they're a Kavanaugh supporter, and I'm looking at what's out there and I'm like, how can you go hardcore with either side?
I wasn't there.
And Joe,
nobody was there.
Joe Conchellis wrote that she never said she was raped. I didn't see the whole thing, so I didn't.
No, I watched the whole freaking like 8 hours or whatever it was, right. And it's just one of those things. I do. It's one. It's an instance that you have to take on its individual. I mean, I think I would want to possibly believe that somebody is going to be a violent attempted rape. I mean, that's kind of what they pushed it as. She was wearing the bathing suit. She says that whoever was, you know, manhandling her couldn't get the bathing suit off. They said they turned up the music so nobody could hear her scream, and one guy put his hand over her mouth. And I think that's pretty much the extent of what happened.
But there were two other alleged victims as well. One person says that he was a part of a gang rape where he actually did rape her.
Yeah, but that's a story that came out from what's her face, Stormy Daniels. Her attorney presented her attorney, that right. story, which I thought was odd. That if you're going to pursue all these incidents that happened in a guy's past, why didn't they pursue that story at all? And they kind of like the Senate just kind of brushed over that one and went to this other story.
From what I heard, it was because the story actually came from some people on 4chan, and they completely trolled the fuck out of the attorney.
Okay.
And so that's why that one kind of just disappeared. Now they're talking about him throwing ice in a movie theater or something like that as a kid.
Okay, well, who
that's
cares?
The big scandal.
But what I'm saying is based on this kind of stuff, it's like so people are so divided, and it's all hard set on either side of the issue. That either it happened or he didn't happen. He's a liar. She's a liar. And it's like I'm looking at it, and it's like there's not enough evidence of anything to really form any type of a rational opinion of what right. happened.
But do you think it's enough where his character is called into debate? Enough?
Any accusation is going to call, you know.
But to keep him out, like from get where he shouldn't get it.
I don't think so.
I didn't see the whole thing.
This is my thing. If you're trying to paint somebody as a rapist or somebody that attempted rape at a high school party, and it was like in a violent way, where it was not just a drunk, let me fall on you and let's make out, because there was things in there like intentionally turning up the music,
right.
holding a hand over the mouth to keep her from screaming. Those are things that come from a violent perspective kind of thing, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And for somebody that is willing to be that dirty, be that disrespectful to women, I would expect him it not to be just a one-off incident, and for him to have a track history of being a piece of shit. Now, so one of the things that kind of impressed me...
You mean like grab him by the pussy?
Like grab him by the pussy. You know what I'm saying? But what one of the things that was brought to my attention or something I kept focusing on is... All these other people that saying that he had so many girl into college interns in his office. He sent more women to the Supreme Court
as clerks,
and through all of these hundreds and hundreds, probably a couple hundred women that he has worked hand in hand, one on one with personal access in his private quarters or whatever office. There's not been one complaint from that group of people, and it's like if you're trying to paint somebody as being a scumbag, potential rapist, and all this kind of stuff, the guy's going to have a track record of it. I mean, like Trump has a track record of women left and right.
Also enough money to cover it up.
And
enough political and financial support.
Right, and then I saw people saying like, well, you know, how come you believe like all the accusations about the Catholic priest, right? And it's different because, and the difference is this, is that you have a Catholic priest where 10 people are coming out with the same story.
Hundreds.
And hundreds are up against the Catholic priest as a whole. Right. I'm sure there's priests out there that are going to false accusations against themselves, too.
And I'm sure some of the people are making that are coming forward with the groups are making false accusations because they just want to be in that bubble. But a lot of them gave, in those instances, they gave the same accounts. So
right. So it's, I don't know. I, like I said, people that are hard set on either side of the issue with what's out there, it's like, you know, it's a story. I mean, I don't know, Tom, should every story just be believed because it comes from the you know, the precedents? Because that's the train of thought that's going around right now. Any girl cries rape, it should be believed without question.
The problem I have is the time. And I'm not justifying and I'm not downplaying it, but it was 30 years ago at a college party where they were intoxicated. I'm not okaying it because if you should never do anything to somebody they don't want you to do. If they say no, even drunk, even if you're drunk and they say, hey, cut it out, that makes me uncomfortable, you should stop. But it was 30 years ago. I don't know how anybody would remember that, like that vividly. Well, now, granted, if it's something traumatic, right, Obviously you're going to remember it.
Well, okay, and I guess my thing about that whole issue is I watched her whole testimony, I watched his whole testimony, and it's almost like you can't even go in and debate yes or no on this situation because there's nothing there. You know what I mean? So to even try and debate it or try to justify him or try to justify her, it's hard to do because there's nothing there. It's like they laid it out there. There's nothing there. So what are you going to do? I don't know. When I look at it, it's like, I don't know is my answer. Do I think it's enough to knock Kavanaugh off of the, you know, nomination for the Supreme Court? No, I don't think there was enough evidence there to, you know, really justify a solid based claim. And I know that America is not perfect. I know that it's that you know, I know that women are treated unfairly all the time. I know that they are raped all the time. I know that women are treated like shit. I know that men use their masculinity and their raw power to force women to do things that they don't want to do. I know that that happens all the time. But it's like, how do you solve that?
I don't know.
I mean, and I know so what happens in our system now today, Tom? If somebody is forcibly raped, they go to the police station the next day, a rape kit's done, and that's uncomfortable, it's embarrassing, and it's horrible for a woman to do. But what is the option? It's like there is a system in place, and if you don't pursue what we do have to work with, I'm not saying it's perfect, I'm not saying it's right, I'm saying it's horrible. It's horrible. A rape's horrible for a woman.
Of course it is.
Coming back 5 years later and saying you were raped and not being able to prove it is even, it's horrendous.
Well, another example is Cristiano Ronaldo is now getting sued. They just opened and the woman came forward and said it happened 9 years ago in Vegas.
She took hush money, though.
Yeah, and they offered her a settlement of $375,000. And she said that she did go to the police and file a police report, but didn't name him, and also went to the hospital and had a rape kit done.
So they gave her money, and now she came back to say.
But now she's saying she doesn't want to take the money.
But they offered the settlement like 4 years ago or something. It was like insane amount of time ago.
And I think that opens up the door for something that's very dangerous, is that there was a post where someone said, you know, if you change your mind, like if you consented at the time but you regret it the next day, then that becomes rape as well. And I think that's a very dangerous line of thought, you know, because...
Who was saying this? They were saying this for what reason?
I don't know exactly what their name was, but I saw a post.
How many people go out, and it's probably higher in the female community, that go out, get drunk at a bar, have sex with a guy, and totally regret it the next day?
But not call it rape.
I mean, they call it the walk of shame.
That's the thing.
I know. I mean, it's like, but it's like, if you consent at the time, the guy is justifiably reliant on the fact that you're consenting at the time. He can't know what your internal thoughts are, you know, if your body language, if your vocal words, if you audibly say yes, then, you know, it's the same thing for a guy. If a guy says yes, and then the next morning he wakes up and he's like, holy fuck, what did I do? You know, I mean, she can't know that he wasn't consenting, even though if he's telling her yes, you know.
Well, this is the thing, and I think, and I'm not sure what other states, but I know for sure in California that women are not able to give consent specifically when they're inebriated.
Right. But if both parties are inebriated, then who's raping who?
Very fine line.
you know, that the yes means yes bill was very dangerous, and I, you know, tried to highlight some of the dangers of it at the time whenever it was passed. But, you know, it's just, I understand the need for affirmative consent. That is completely understandable. But
the thing is how do you prove that? And like exactly. Aaron's saying in the comments that America is scared of women having a voice. And I'm not saying that. I'm not even sure exactly what that means.
I think there are some people that are afraid. I know they just passed a bill in California that women now have to be on every board. Every company has to have
a woman appointed to
a board.
I don't think that, I don't think your qualifications to run a company should be based on your genitalia, what's between your legs. I think this thing is stupid. I think saying that somebody's saying the truth because they have balls or they have a vagina, it's just stupid logic. I mean, truth is truth and not truth is not truth.
The big problem.
But I feel bad. Okay, I get it. I get it that women are afraid to go out at night. They're afraid to jog down the street at night because men are assholes and men sexually aggressively assault women. I'm not saying that doesn't happen. It happens a lot. What I'm saying is, how do you fix it?
You arm them. You allow women to carry openly and shoot their aggressors.
No. This one threw a cup at me yesterday at velocity, like lethal velocity speed. If she had a gun on her, she would have shot me.
I don't think so.
You have to start from the very bottom, okay?
You are so dramatic.
What you have to do is you have to teach the young men who grow up in this rape culture that consent is everything. When she says no, no means no. I mean, we had a conversation about that shortly ago with the young man from the Bay Area. The same thing. What no is. The young guys are so used to being able to do what the hell they want to do when they want to do it that there's almost literally no repercussion. You know what I mean? Because you have guys like, say, for example, like Brock Turner. This kid who gets caught in a fucking act. And he basically walks on it. You know what I mean? He did, what, like 3 months or some shit like that?
Yep. Yeah. They actually made it. They made it actually look like it was okay. The judge should have gone to jail on that case.
When the young guys see stuff like that and they think that it's okay, that they're already set in the mentality that, okay, well, fuck it. If he doesn't get in trouble, then I'm probably not going to get in trouble too. So fuck it. Let's just take it when I want it. You know? So we have to start with the guys. We have to start with the guys. We have to kill that whole culture from the very beginning at a very young age to let them know, to understand, like, you know, you got to respect women and all the things that are associated with that.
Right. And that's a generational solution, sure. But I'm talking about an immediate solution is giving women the ability to defend themselves.
Oh.
You know, so that they can go jogging, they can do whatever they want without having to worry about, you know, go out at night, whatever, not have to worry about being attacked. Well, I mean, if you have a gun,
I don't know that there's. You know. But the problem is, I don't know that there's an immediate solution. The problem is because men can overpower.
Not if they got a gun.
Generally, I know with a gun, but then you're talking about it.
How many mistaken people would get murdered?
You know what?
That would be the
lot
problem.
Less people making attacks if there was a good chance that they'd be getting shot. That's what the Second Amendment's all about.
Are you saying women should be given carte blanche to carry a gun and use it on other people?
I think that the American Second Amendment is our right to defend ourselves, whether you're male, female, or however you identify.
Right. Well, come on, let's be real. I mean, I agree. Statistically, if every woman carried a gun, rape would probably go down dramatically. But there's no way in hell that that's a logical actual solution to this problem. It's a societal problem, and it's a societal problem where people as a whole, I mean, honesty, framing people by saying shit is running rampant between men and women. You know, there's all kinds of bad stuff going down, and it's like the sense of entitlement to the kids where they can take whatever they want. There's just a lot of stuff going on that's just bad news, and is there ever going to be a fix to this? Is it ever going to get better? But I think the idea of someone is telling the truth simply based on what's between their legs is just stupid.
Oh yeah, I mean, there was a book in the 30s, I think, you know, To Kill a Mockingbird, that actually dealt with this, you know, and you have Emmett Till. He was lynched and burned, and that was
He was burned. He was beat to death. His body was thrown in a river, and it was because a lady made an accusation that he whistled at her.
And then
she comes back at what, 80-something years old, and says, "Oh yeah, I made that up."
Exactly.
And then we've got situations today where you've got a guy like Bill Cosby getting sent to jail for stuff like that, and you got this white woman that had this little kid beaten to death, thrown in a river years ago. Now she's in her 80s, and she says, oh, that never happens, and she's still walking free.
Exactly.
But that's the other thing, too, is that as a society, have we kind of softened the rape culture because of what the courts do?
Absolutely.
I think that's part of the problem, too, is there's
certain... Explain, what do you mean?
There are certain... Because there's certain cases where, like Brock Turner, that's white privilege at its finest with money. Money that paid to get the hell out to get him out of trouble because he was a privileged kid and he did no jail time when he was legit caught in the act. Mm-hmm. So it basically justifies... So to the next generation coming up and they see that, they say, well, if I have money, I can get away with doing this because all I've got to do is pay to get my way out. So as a cult, as a society, we're justifying it. And the courts, the unfortunate thing is the courts are allowing it.
It's not even just kids, though. It's not even just the young guys.
Oh, it's adults, too. Yeah, it's adults, too.
Look at your Harvey Weinsteins and you know, same thing. People, they have money. Come on, how many women and people in general have said that this guy was not above board when it comes to shit like that? So many different stories and so many different people who had something to say about it because, of course, they've been harassed by this dude. Whatever happened to him?
And the problem is...
No jail time.
Well, yeah. Well, they're still... I know they're still going through it, but in the end, what's he really going to get?
Nothing, because he's going to pay his way out. Because he has money, he's going to put some money in the right pockets, and... He's going to pretty much get away with
everything. And that's the problem in itself is, like I said, we're softening the culture because we're making it okay. And the other side of it, too, is that the women that do take the hush money, and now you've got these people that are like, wait a minute, I can get a bigger payday out of this. Mm-hmm. And that's the other side of the coin. It's like, okay.
And it's not just women. I mean, it's men going after corporations. It's slip and falls. It's everything. It's everybody looking for that free ticket. You know what I mean? It's people saying that they were extorted at Disneyland for crying out
loud. But I can't say coming forward now against Ronaldo, I'm sure that probably would have been a hard thing to prove 9 years ago. And she said she was afraid of being shamed and all this stuff. But she took the money.
Thinking about it, if you're sitting there and you, like you were saying earlier, there's no rape kit. You know, in your mind, you have people that may be telling you in your immediate circle, no one's going to believe you, stuff like that. And then you have someone drop a check in front of you, and you're like, you know, like, wouldn't you think about it? Like, if you were raped and you're like, you know what, this isn't going to fix it for me, but at least it's going to make my life a little bit better.
The moment you take that check, you're saying that it's okay.
Fair enough.
The moment she cast us, she took it to the bank, was like, fuck it, it happened, but I'm just going to take this money. And I'm going to do whatever I need to do with it.
Go ahead. I was finishing what you said.
For me, it just makes it seem like, and mind you, this is just my opinion, it makes it seem like bullshit to me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends on what really happened and what kind of situation she was in with her life. You know what I mean? Maybe that was acceptable for her to take that money. Maybe she needed it that bad. But to come back years later after probably spending up all that money, it just looks bad.
I mean, like Aaron's ranting in the comments, and Aaron's like one of my best friends, and she's saying literally men have no idea what it's like to be a woman constantly on guard.
And she's right.
What I'm saying is you just believing somebody based on their gender is bullshit. It's not that I disagree with women. I don't want her going out to the store late at night by herself.
And I'm the same.
You know,
I don't want her
in situations where she's left one on one with a dude that can overpower her in a second and do whatever he wants. I know that she is vulnerable and constantly when she's by herself without a defense that she's put in positions where a jackass dude can take advantage of her like that. Easy.
But, you know, I don't think that it's fair to just say women feel that way. And I'm sure Stefan can speak a little bit more to this as opposed
to me
because I'm melanin challenged. But, you know, as a person of color, I think that a lot of times you have that same feeling, right?
Maybe not the fear of rape, which is a horrible thing.
Right.
But the fear of being murdered.
Right.
It's I can't say better or worse. I can't say more scary or less scary. I've never been raped and apparently I've never been murdered. So I'm doing okay in that note. But the fear of having something like that happen in today's world is a real thing.
Yeah, and I believe in the day to day, it's about 100 times worse for a female than it is a male, regardless. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's a thing that they have to live with constantly. But you know, like my question is just what could you possibly do to fix it? Like, what can we do to start fixing this? And I agree with you. It's a lot how our young men are raised, and I think a lot of the problems in our society goes back to the fact that our young men aren't being raised at all.
Well, the other thing too is a lot of these companies, like these big companies and corporations, they're not U.S. companies. You go into Japan and these European companies, their board members and their companies are run by men. That's a cultural thing. How do you fix that? So now you're being ordered, pay a fine, or you've got to have people in these positions. Now I'm not saying that there are not women on this in the U.S. that are not qualified to do the same jobs that men do in those positions, because there are. There are plenty of far more intelligent women than there are men in some of those roles, but it shouldn't be based on the fact that they are simply a woman.
Because let me ask you something, right?
Affirmative action all over again.
Exactly.
That's what I was just thinking in my head. This all reverts back to the same arguments that we, you know, it's like you have to make that jump in society at one point where it's hiring the person that's best for the job, where it doesn't matter what color or what sex they are. It's just hiring the best person for the job. You know what I mean? But the reality is there's a lot of people that have prejudices or ideas. And it's like to me, it's almost like it's something that it seems like the future generations, as far as race, it's getting better to some degree.
It's getting worse, man. This is all equivalent to the whole No Child Left Behind thing, you know what I mean? People.
But you think the kids today, like the kids, if we went down to a high school, you think the kids are as racially biased against each other as it was, say, 20 years ago?
I'd have to say less. And it's only from my own personal experiences, but there's so much intermixing and intermingling now of cultures in the United States that it's very difficult, I think, for the younger people to carry around that type of fucking hatred.
Race hate.
Yeah, yeah.
And which I agree with. And it seems to me like regarding that, that's something that time, like, are we going to have, is somebody going to be sitting here having this conversation 500 years from now?
Well, no. I think it's our generation then and then backwards that are the roots.
The old people.
The roots of the problem.
Yeah, us older guys.
So that works with race. It's like okay, well, you know, we can teach the kids around us to not hate based on color, and it's, you know, equality and all that kind of stuff, and time will sort it out eventually, hopefully, you know.
Well, racist part. Now,
the racist part.
That, then you get.
But how do we do that with the inequality of the physical brute strength of a man to a woman and a man taking advantage of a woman? That's something that time's not going to solve.
Smith and Wesson.
Yeah, but that's not the answer, dude.
I believe it is, and I believe that is specifically why we have the right to bear arms. It is because not only is there physical inequalities between men and women, but there's also inequalities in the abilities for me to be able to organize my friends and family as opposed to the next person next door, and everybody should have the right to be able to defend themselves, their property, their friends, their neighbors.
I agree with that.
I mean, I agree with that. I just know that that's not going to happen. There's a very small percentage of women that would even if every woman tomorrow could go out and buy a handgun and carry it concealed legally tomorrow, I think there'd be a very small percentage of women that would actually take that up and do it.
Maybe not immediately, but I think as the rape level dropped, you would see an increase in purchasing of firearms.
Well, I think it's going to happen? I think that the government will try to regulate rape.
Oh, like in a way, make it illegal?
No. They're going to start doing something where any male that has, in the future, we might be dead by the time it happens, but in the future it's going to be like this. Any male that had sex at all with a female that didn't use our government app to scan her face with consent is automatically a felon. You watch. It's going to be regulated to that point.
And that's also why we have the right to bear arms.
But what I'm saying is, what, do you not think that could be happening like in 50 years, 60 years?
I mean, look at China already. China already has the blacklist type system where they will rate you based on your interactions with people in public. And if your rating is below a certain level, then you can't go to certain events and you can't go to certain public squares. So
Black Mirrors.
Black Mirror, my bad. Not Blacklist. You're right. Black Mirror.
Black Mirrors, yeah.
That's right.
Do you know what he's talking about?
Oh, fuck yeah, I do.
What is it? What is it?
That's what the word.
Okay. Oh, that show, Black Mirrors. Oh, so you're talking about a science fiction episode and we're basing reality on that?
It's becoming reality in China. Billions of people now are hooked up to this social media ranking system. And every time you have an interaction with someone, it either bumps you up or drops you down. So, you know, if you're in a higher class, you're not going to be, you know, dealing with those people. It's kind of like having a credit score. Now, only everybody sees your credit score. It's a public credit score. So if you're in the 500s, you're not going to be wanting to mess with no one in the 400s, 300s. You know what I mean? Like,
because it's going to lower your score.
Exactly.
That was a very interesting fucking episode of that show, man.
There was a movie that we saw something.
Yeah, it was very soon. I think it was on Black Mirrors. But okay, Seth, so let's say that. Let's say we all have a 15-year-old kid that's just getting to be sexually active. Okay, whether you agree with that or not, but let's just say hypothetically that's what's going on. There have been apps out there that are for consenting sex, where the partner basically fills a waiver and says what she's down for, and they get an agreement, and then, you know, there's a record of it. Today, in today's society, with your 15-year-old son, would you be pushing something like that for him to actually do?
I would push for whatever would help to keep him safe as a young man.
That's the other problem,
safe
too.
Safe and out of jail. I don't want him to go to jail for making the wrong choices and decisions. So if it comes to the fact that there's an app or something like that that helps you or helps your kid.
Yeah, but see, the problem is
that the app doesn't cover when something never, ever happened.
But the other thing with a kid, that's the other side of it, too, because of statutory rape, they're not at the age where they can consent on their own. So if my daughter is dating your son who's the same age and they consensually have sex, they decide to have sex, and I don't like you, I can say you raped my daughter. That's statutory rape. You're going to go to jail, or you're going to go to a youth offender. You're going to be you're going to have to go to like a youth offender program. You're going to have to register as a sex offender. Simply because I don't like you and you had sex with my daughter.
That happens now.
That's what I'm saying. It happens. Mm-hmm. And there's kid. And I'm not saying that. But at 15, I'm not saying you're not an adult, but you still know. You generally know whether you want to or not. You make the decision to do it. But because the state makes the rule that you're not at the right age to be for it to be consensual, it doesn't matter if you had it on recording. It's still statutory rape by the law.
What should the age of consent be? Because I mean, it varies from place to place in America, even, and you know,
some places it's 16. Some, like in Massachusetts, right. It was 16.
Right. You think that's too young? I mean, in California, it's 18. Oh, but they will give you like if you're like 1 year under. So if you're 17, your other person is
talking your mic.
What?
Talk in your mic. I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. I believe that there is an exception if, like, your significant other, whatever you want to call it, your partner is 17, and then the person turns 18, like, while you're together. I think there may be some sort of exception, but 18 is the line. So what do you think? Should it be 16, 18, 21?
I think it depends on the individual, because there's plenty of 16-year-olds that aren't responsible enough to make that decision. But then there's plenty of 16-year-olds that are.
I think up to 18 is okay. For us, it works. It seems to work fairly well here. And then maybe at the parent's discretion, they can legally sign a paper and give consent for their kid at 16 if they think that he's up for it.
So you want your kid to come to you at 16 and ask you to sign a contract?
Exactly.
So I have a daughter.
No, I would ever sign it. So fucking leave it.
I have a daughter, and I would never sign it.
Exactly, right? That's what I'm saying. You're going to have your daughter, your 16-year-old daughter.
No parent in the right mind would sign it. So
I used to tell my daughter when she was a kid, you can't have a boyfriend until you get married.
I have on the screen the actual age of consent chart based on.
Okay, so we got 18, and we've got a computer monitor that can barely read. So where the hell is it 15? Oh, that's down in like Mexico and stuff like that. It looks like Puerto Rico.
For Mexico, it goes all the way to 12.
So wait a minute. Oh, that dark blue is 16?
Yep. Look at all of Canada. Look at Nevada.
Who the hell is puberty?
Nevada, the age of consent is 16.
Yes, but don't think that automatically, like, just because you're 16, that like a 40-year-old, for instance, could have sex with you. They still have laws with it, but a person of that is 16 years of age can legally consent to sex.
Where the hell is it orange? That's puberty?
That's what I'm saying. Puberty? Who Once the hell has puberty, that?
Like, that's it?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. There's pretty wild. I mean, age of consent, yeah, I don't know. I mean,
it's But I like do. Aaron, I know Aaron put in there, you know, that it doesn't...
Looks like
it,
Washington State it, is 16.
That assault itself doesn't, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean it has to be rape. She's absolutely right. It doesn't. If you put somebody in a position not. That they don't want to be in and they say, no, leave me alone, then you've crossed the line. Once they say, leave me alone, don't touch me, that makes me uncomfortable.
Well, here's the other question. Is if... Let's just do a scenario. If a female comes out and says that 3 years ago this guy should be locking up people without any physical proof.
Like just on somebody's word?
On somebody's word. Should we be sending anybody to jail just based on somebody's word?
No.
I don't think so.
I think it's hard when you don't have any evidence. There's all because there's generally always in a
circumstantial evidence.
In a violent assault, there's usually generally always evidence. But now in the situation like with Kavanaugh and Ford, I think that's more circumstantial. And now I'm not saying she's lying, but who says he's lying? But it's just a question of where you believe based on the testimonies that were given.
Yeah, so why don't we have these programs that are coming out with public service announcements and like really making an impact on these younger women that are saying if somebody mistreats you, sexually harasses you, and putting a system in place where it's somehow maybe they can do it in more confidentiality to speak out to somebody where the evidence can be collected or whatever. Because, you know, we're dealing with a lot of time here in a lot of these situations when it comes to full-blown rape.
The problem I see with that is I look at how the women in this country are treated when they come out with this information. 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, whatever the case may be. When they come out with this information, people are automatically skeptical about it. You know, it's automatic like, whoa, okay, why does she wait 10 years or why does she wait 15 years or whatever the case may be? I think it scares a lot of women because when they do come out with the information, everything is immediate skepticism no matter what happened. Like, okay, well, what were you doing or what were you wearing or how were you turning him on? You know what I mean? Were you drinking? Were you flirting with him? It's always the
and that's
blame.
That's a lot of stupid questions. It a lot of
the blame
stupid
is
things
usually
that,
put on the women.
And the other thing too is we've sexualized things too much. Like it's, you know, the way people dress, the way movies portray women, and that's been a big argument for a long time. That and a lot of even big Hollywood actresses have come forward and said, I don't want to do these roles because I'm not actually acting. I just want to be. They want me in the movie with, you know, scantily clad clothes on, and I'm just an object to look good in the movie. I'm not really using my skill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just there for the look.
I see that that graph they have up on the screen. So that starts in 1990, and that's reported forcible rape rate in the United States. You see where it went all the way down. Where was that lowest point down there? What
lowest
year was that?
Point is actually at 13. So at 2013, per every 100,000 females, it was down to 25.9, which is the lowest it's been in a very long time.
26 people out of 100,000.
Yes.
Reported forcible rape. And that was in 2013. Shit. And then it looks like it's been on a steady climb to, what is it in the last year noted?
So the last year noted is 17, and it raised to 30.7, so 31.
And I bet you that number is 31. Still significantly low.
That's not a percentage? That's actual people?
Well, no, that's reported forcible rape.
People that
actually came forward and reported it.
Can we point out one correlation? Was 2013 was when the Brock Turner case happened. So
it was?
When Brock Turner was let off, I guess you could say, with a very slap on the wrist.
No, you can say let off. He got let off.
Yeah. All of a sudden, it started to spike substantially.
Hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it's good to see that it's been on a decline till 2013. It's weird that it went up right there in 2013. You're attributing it to the Brock Turner case.
I think that people felt more comfortable coming out.
Yeah.
That's true. That decline, which I believe overall it probably is declining, and then that spike where it started going back up is actually probably more people actually feeling a little bit more liberty or freedom to speak up.
And to the point of making it easier for people to report rape, there are a lot of confidential places that you can go. You know, you can go to any public clinic, hospital. They will maintain your privacy. You can go to local universities, wherever. You can Google it. There's a lot of places you can go. The issue is that once a person's reported the rape, it takes a very long time for law enforcement to process that rape kit. And that even is another reason that like how, dissuades people from coming forward, because they're like, nothing's ever going to happen because of it.
From my opinion on the whole thing, like, how horrible must it be for a woman who was just violated to then go to the hospital where they are going to violate you again, you know, taking all these samples and stuff like this. Like, they've already been through this fucked up situation, and now you have to go to the hospital and you have to, you know, live that shit over and over again while they take samples from your vagina to try to determine, that's impacting.
I agree that our system is not perfect by any means. It's horrible. But what other option is it? Is there for the young female until it just becomes he said, she said, if they don't act on it?
And I think that we should be looking at it from an empowering standpoint, because, you know, in 82, there weren't these rape kits. There wasn't the ability.
There wasn't the option.
Exactly. As much available as it is today, if it was. So I think that if we look at it like that from a society, it may be a dissuasion. But if we talk to people, I was like, you know what? Report this shit. Let's get these motherfuckers off the street so that they don't hurt the next person.
Which I agree with.
And if we change the conversation in that way, it becomes an empowering thing.
But like I said, the problem is they've softened the rape culture. Unless somebody gets really hurt, they almost consider it nonviolent, which is wrong.
And I think a lot of this stuff isn't talked about at home. I don't know how many girls in this room ever had a conversation with their parents, their aunts, their something that was like, if somebody's ever sexually aggressive towards you or does something that you didn't want, come talk to me. And I'll help you. I mean, is that conversation happening?
Well, I think culturally, my mom will tell you. I know my mom was abused by a family friend, and she told them, and they didn't believe her, or she was afraid to tell them because she didn't think. That's the problem especially when it's somebody that you know. Back then in that society, they didn't believe you. You're just making that up. Right. That was the culture.
Now
that they
too. That hasn't changed.
And I don't know that it's changed much.
I don't think it has changed.
I mean, did you ever have a conversation? I mean, we're all talking about it, and it's like we're guys trying to, you know, put paint on the rape building to make it look better and trying to fix something that we have no, like, real in-depth.
For the record, that's not what I'm doing.
That's not what you're doing. In you growing up, did you have any conversations with either your dad, an aunt, or something like that, that where they actually talked to you about rape specifically for you growing up, like what to do if you're raped or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
V, anybody ever have that conversation with you when you were a young adult? And you had a hippie mom that was a psychologist, so she was a little bit more in tune with the whole of having
very much in tune.
See, with me, it wasn't like about rape, but it was just like in general guidance in life.
How to take care of yourself.
How to take care of yourself and protect yourself from any bad harm or anything. So it wasn't like specifically to rape. It was just in general. I mean, we'd get Christmas presents in our stockings with peppermint or pepper spray. Little knives and stuff, and stuff to put on our keychains.
Was there any tin cups in there that they gave you to throw at people?
Yeah.
Okay. But V, do you think that this should be something that parents are talking to their kids about, or somebody in guidance?
Imagine them not talking about something I personally have talked about, just because I was raised to be like, no one's allowed to touch you regardless. And even if it's like a family friend, uncle, or whoever, it does not matter. If it's in your personal space and you're in a personal bubble, or if they've touched you, you're allowed to beat the shit out of them, scream, do whatever you need to do to get away from that situation.
I mean, they're teaching 72 different genders in school right now. Are they teaching anything about rape? Are they teaching about rape?
Yes. And
they are teaching about rape in schools.
Well, I mean,
I doubt it.
Not directly rape, but
like my son, even, he's 8 years old. He goes to the Boys and Girls Club after school and whatnot. And, you know, we talk to him about the things that they discuss. And, you know, they talk about stranger danger. They talk about, you know, your private places. And
but this is at what age?
My son right now is eight.
Eight, which is pretty young.
Right.
And it seems like this is something that needs to be readdressed at, you know, 10, 11, 12,
of
13.
Course, as they're growing up. But at this age, it's the first year
that will
allow them to walk home by themselves.
Uh-huh.
And my son doesn't live very far from the school, so it's just right up the street. But, you know, they have these conversations with the kids because they understand that this is going to be a new transition for them. And, you know, what happens if someone says, hey, I'm your parent's friend, you know, come with me, they're sick, they're hurt, whatever, you know, no, I don't know you, run away, scream, like you were saying, you know, like,
right.
Yeah, we had a family password too. If they didn't know the password, they weren't picking us up.
That's a great idea.
We kind of had the same
day
thing.
One, it was very little. Like, although, the Kardashians, like, say Bible.
But even for me, like, if something happened to me, I wouldn't send someone that my kid doesn't know to go pick them up.
Same thing I was thinking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I would make sure that my kid knows that person and
totally agree.
And not just be like, oh, okay. Like,
some kids are stupid.
You know? So yeah.
McKenna would be just like her mom. She's like, fuck you, I ain't getting in your car.
All right. In your younger years, when you were younger, and this is total hypothetical. Mm-hmm. Total hypothetical. If you were ever sexually molested, raped, whatever like that, do you think that you would have even went to the hospital or somewhere?
I would have told my parents right away. Absolutely.
You would have told your parents right away.
Absolutely, 100%.
And yeah. I think the other thing, too, is a lot of kids aren't comfortable with their parents. They're not,
yeah, they don't have
a relationship.
And that's the parents' fault for thinking they live in a dream world, their kids aren't doing anything wrong.
The thing is, you have kids that their parents would be upset if they even knew they were having sex. And then you have little Susie.
I hear that all the time as a hairstylist. So many parents are so stupid and naive. I hear it all the time. And then I do the kids' hair, and I hear a whole nother story.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you that every time that this happens when I do my clients' kids, that's what I hear.
And I guarantee you that if the kids don't feel comfortable talking to their parents about sex in general.
They always tell me.
But if they don't feel comfortable in general, or they feel that their parents would just ream them for talking about sex, then they're not going to come across when somebody sexually...
And I always encourage my young clients to tell their mother every time.
What I'm saying is somewhere there needs to be that distinction about... Maybe if you're not even comfortable, or even as a parent, they're not comfortable talking to their kids about sex, mm-hmm. recreational sex, whatever you want to call it. There needs to be a separate conversation that it's about to make it more comfortable for the kids to come to their parents or go to anyone when it comes to rape.
Agreed.
Like, it's two different things. I think in the kids' minds it really gets lumped into sexual activity.
Yes, and I think it's
welcome.
A lot. What I've noticed personally is a lot of very religious Christian backgrounds. That why they don't come to their parents.
Right.
What I personally have seen, I'm not.
I've seen that forever too.
With my clients who go to a lot of, you know, I live in Riverside, a lot of this Woodcrest Christian schools, etc. And the kids are doing stuff or things have happened to them and they won't tell their parents. And I'm always like, you need to tell your mom. This is a big deal. If you don't, I will.
Right.
Because this is not okay.
Right.
You know, but they are scared because they confuse it with they did something wrong.
Right, because everything sexually related gets into the same bowl of a no-no, and there's no differentiation. Tom, what word am I looking for?
Differentiate.
That one. No, I don't think that was it.
Differentiate.
Differentiation.
Because you know what a lot of times is these kids will be in a situation they shouldn't have been in, a party, boys are involved, they don't want to tell on themselves, something happens, and they're like, well, I can't tell my parent because I wasn't supposed to be at that party.
Exactly.
And I'm always like, fuck that. You did do this. You got assaulted. You need to make this aware because this is not okay.
Right.
So your parents will. Oh, and I always tell them, regardless how I feel like their parents are going to feel, that you need to tell them. Because I feel like as a parent should know to handle the situation.
I would want to know.
Because what happens, these kids
as hard
get all these
as that
disorders,
would be to deal
mental
with.
Health disorders. There's this one of my clients, she has trichotillomania from being raped continuously by a family member where you pull each hair follicle out by itself. So like where so many kids will not tell their parents what's happened to them.
Well, and the other thing too is social acceptance. Like when you figure you don't want to be the one that comes forward and tells on somebody at a party.
Oh, yeah, because they get beamed as a slut, or you dress like this, you asked for this.
Yeah, and then you're going to get, and then social media is going to make it way worse. And
exactly what I was saying.
And they're going to attack, and you're going to have to move, and it's going to follow you.
Jack was pointing out that the decline in reports also correlated with the increase in social media up until the Brock Turner case, and then I believe, like I had theorized earlier, it was more acceptable for people to come out.
Hmm.
Somebody put in teacher, and it made me think of, what about the teachers that have the affairs with the students?
What about them? What about them, Tom?
Where were those teachers when I
exactly.
was in fucking school?
Never happened.
But here's my thing. Does it constitute as abuse? Is that sexually, are they sexually abusing or taking advantage
of? Well, if it's underage.
But what's underage, though? If it's a
slippery slope.
If it's a 15-year-old with a 20-year-old.
Let's be completely honest here. If your 15-year-old son came home and told you he was banging his 23-year-old teacher, would you really be concerned with the AIDS gap?
But the issue there is it doesn't matter.
Double standard.
But it doesn't matter whether it's a female teacher or a male teacher or whether it's consensual or not. It's just the mere fact that somebody that's in a position of authority taking advantage of at a place where we believe that our kids are in a safe spot.
Sounds like the American way.
Well,
and
I'm just saying. Know,
my brother was
happening everywhere.
My brother was abused whenever he was a teenager, and it was very difficult for us to have to deal with that. We did have the police respond, and him having to deal with the physical effects that were long term, besides the psychological effects, was something that haunted him until he passed. You know, so I think that it can be very difficult, especially for men, because of this double standard of, well, you know, you must have wanted it. It must have been okay. You wouldn't have had an erection if, you know, you opposed to it. Whatever. All these different.
Well, people things. Say stupid things.
Yeah. So I just wanted to point out we have the National Sexual Assault.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because I know, you know, there's some, even though the show isn't for people under 18, I know some of you kids out there listening to this, and young adults. I mean, but the reality is, if anything ever happens to you, don't be afraid to talk to somebody. And there is an actual National Sexual Assault Hotline. I think every kid should have that in their phone, male or female. They should have that in their phone, the National Sexual Assault Hotline. And that would be a first step. If something happens that you don't feel comfortable with and you thought was wrong or you were violated by something, at least take the time to make an anonymous phone call to talk to somebody about it. And that number is 1-800-656-4673. Because, you know, there's things that happen to kids in this world where they're not mentally capable or they're just not equipped to handle these dramatic situations in their life. And you need to reach out to somebody. It should be your parents. It should be your mother. It should be your father. But for some kids, I understand that's not a case. I mean, I came from a very, 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 you know, religious home. And I'm not saying I was ever raped or anything like that, but I'm saying that the conversation of sex was not, we didn't have those conversations, period. You know? I mean, we had the conversations about treating women with respect and stuff like that, but, you know, to the sexual angle of it, those conversations just never did happen. So I know that there's a lot of kids out there that don't have that anybody to talk to.
As someone that did have that conversation, I almost wish I didn't, the way that it was presented to me.
Yeah, it's probably awkward as hell.
Yeah, I was like 8 or 9, and my mom showed me birthing pictures of me and was like, let's have a talk, son.
Oh, God. Talking about scarred for life. So wait a minute. The way that your mom decided to give you the birds and the bees
was to show you her
vagina with your head popping out of it.
Fairly much, yeah.
That will scar you for life.
Yep.
Fairly much. Yeah.
That explains a lot.
That explains why he became trans black.
Now, me and my mom, single parent, had a similar conversation. However, it did not involve her vagina whatsoever. There was this video that we used to watch as a kid, you know, only because I had younger sisters. I've seen it a few times over. It was called The Miracle of Life.
Oh, God.
It was a PBS special, you know what I mean?
So it's like a National Geographic style of the scientific explanation of life and sexuality, et cetera.
Me and my mom have always had a very open relationship. Very, very. We could talk about anything and everything. I was never afraid to talk to her about anything, because that was the, you know, the type of relationship that she decided to have me, which was fucking great. So when it was time, she sat me down. She's like, look, check this out. I'm going to show you this video. you know, you've been having this question about where do babies come from, and you know, you're curious and you're interested. So let me show you what happens when, you know, a mommy and a daddy love each other and yada, yada, yada. So
how old do you think you were at that time?
I was probably like 6 or 7.
That's pretty young.
Yeah, that's pretty young. I was pretty advanced as a kid. You couldn't tell much about it now. But yeah, but I did the whole gate thing as a kid and, you know, graduated with honors and whatever, whatever. But yeah, she was always under the impression that if you're old enough to ask and really make an attempt to understand, then, you know, why not?
Yeah.
Why not give it?
And your mom was the same way?
Mm-hmm. See, I had a really open relationship with both of my parents, but I went to a private school, and there was a class that it was like part of the curriculum, and it was family life, and that was like your parents either consented and they signed the paperwork for you to do this book of family life, and that's how you found out, or you got taken outside of class and you sat outside on the picnic tables while the rest of the class took this family life class.
See, I could never leave that up to a school.
Well,
the parents signed or didn't sign.
Yeah.
And they allowed it or not. And I agree. There's things that should be taught at home. I understand why schools do it because a lot of parents don't teach it at home.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm with Steph. I think if you're really going to properly educate your kid, it should be done at home. You know?
Yeah, I think there are certain conversations.
But we know a lot of dumbass parents that can't figure out, they can't teach their kids how to play tic-tac-toe, let alone.
See, well, the book was sent home to the parents for the parents to review it first, and then they could decide if they wanted their kid to take that class. But the parents had to read the book first and see what the kid was learning
from that
class.
What grade was that?
I want to say like 4th or 5th grade.
Yeah, that was whenever I remember.
I see somebody in the comments that was saying that she was abused, and it looks by the comments, and I don't want to drop names, but obviously she's putting her name out there, but she was abused, and she put her abuser in jail, and he died there. And she's I don't know what she was responding to, but it's a reality. I'm not denying the reality of the shitty stuff happening. I just hope parents will educate their kids on what to do when stuff goes wrong. And somehow open up the... Yeah, this has been a weird show. I mean, it started off with Brandon and Jack fucking me, and then we started talking about rape for the last half hour.
Good time for Bill Cosby.
Sorry, but she's still yelling at me that, like, I'm a man sympathizer and stuff in the comments. Is that still going on in there?
No.
Okay. All right. I don't know, V. Am I a male asshole? Is that what I am? I mean, what do you think? What do you think about the whole movement that's going on right now today? That's like just believe based on, you know, based on gender. What do you think about that?
What do I think about what now? I'm sorry.
Okay, there's a whole movement going on. It's called We Believe or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's like just because somebody's a female, if they claim rape, that they should be believed.
I disagree with that.
Missy, do you agree with that?
No, I disagree too.
Shanna, do you agree with that? Shanna's not. Shanna don't care.
I wasn't really paying attention to that.
Okay, never mind, Jeff.
But now that's
lie. Because people do lie.
And
I'm not saying that it didn't happen to them.
Hell no.
I'm just saying that.
My answer is hell no.
Shanna, yours is hell no. And my thing is like truth should be based on truth and lies should be based on lies. And gender, whether you dress like whether you're a transvestite, dress like a girl, that should not play into what's truth and what's a lie. Right. And to have a movement that's saying just believe because it's a female saying it is. It's outrageous. Yeah. It's not even logical. And these movements that happen today in society with something like this, where the kids jump on board and they're like, yeah, we believe, I support, you know, and it's just like, where's the logic? Where are you coming from on this?
There was an instance, I don't know what school it was, but it was a high-profile football player, I think it was in the early 2000s, and he got accused of rape. He got found guilty, and it was just word against word. There was no physical evidence, word against word. He went to jail. Obviously lost his NFL career. He was highly recruited. I think he served 9 years in jail, and she finally came. They kept appealing and appealing it. She came forward and said she lied. What should happen? So
I think people that come forward and say they lied
Or they basically proven
that they lied.
They proved that she lied.
I swear to God, I think they should get the same sentence that whatever was portrayed on the victim.
So basically, she basically ruined his.
Because I'll tell you what, until stuff like that starts happening, it's going to be like a free pass for anybody to claim. To claim whatever bullshit, and I agree with that when it comes out as false lies about anything. If you accuse somebody of whatever it is, and it becomes undoubtedly proven that you were lying about it, I think in what regardless of what the crime is, rape, theft, whatever it is, I think the person making those false accusations should suffer the same sentence that the people that they falsely accuse. And I'll tell you what. It would get a lot of people thinking twice before they start making false accusations.
Well, and even the anti-perjury laws that we have, how often are they enforced? You know, you have people that are found not guilty where the charges are dropped all the time and nothing generally happens to their accusers, you know.
Right. Hold on, I got to get a phone number to Jack. So you guys keep talking. I know I just took a roadblock. You guys go with that because I sent him the text message hours ago and it didn't go through.
What about Kanye and the 13th Amendment?
Well, he corrected himself today. He initially said that they should amend it. Oh, no.
Abolish
it. And then today he clarified his comment and that he said that he used the wrong word. He didn't mean to use the word abolish, that he meant that they should amend it.
Right, and I think that's a great idea because part of the problem is that we have the school-to-prison pipeline, and that's because in the 13th Amendment, it doesn't abolish slavery. A lot of people have that misnomer. What it does is it gives an incentive for private corporations to use the free labor from people that are arrested from nonviolent crimes. So basically what you have is an exception to slavery as a punishment for a crime, any crime. And so that's why you have so many people that are being thrown in jail for drug-related, you know, crimes, nonviolent crimes, and whatnot. Yeah, that's how we pay for our fire force in the state of California. Without all these people in the jail systems, there's no way that we'd be able to combat the fires. They get paid pennies on the dollar.
Dollar a day.
Exactly. And then whenever they get out, they can't use those skills to get a job generally, that's, you know, because true. Of whatever... a lot of times that's because of what their the crime
not true. Is. It's not true.
Anyways, Jack, do we have any callers on the line that are calling in?
We needed to fill time.
Yeah, I know you need to fill time. But you need to fill time while I was trying to get some the shtick worked out or something like that. Hey, caller, are you there? Nope. It's an outgoing call. So our movie magic just vanished with that. Like we were taking a random caller that's calling in. No, we're calling out. Huh?
I shook my head.
You shook your head. Okay. All right. So anyways, yeah, Tom. So what's going on? Other than raping and shit, you know? I think this is one of the darkest shows. We started off on a bad note, and it just kept getting worse.
And now we're going to have Bill Cosby calling. That's...
Well, I mean, I don't know. Bill Cosby, Gary Busey, one of the two. I don't know what's going on. Hey, caller, are you there?
El cliente de servicio móvil al que llama no se encuentra disponible.
Yeah, well, that's not working.
All right.
Hey, Jack, I'll tell you what. Can you get a hold of him on your cell phone and, like, make contact or Brandon?
Yeah, I'm going to try that.
And give that to Brandon or something and just to get a hold of the guy first or something.
He's too busy brushing his pimp beard right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, this shtick is good. Yeah,
that
Brandon's
looks like
been over
a
there.
Dog brush.
He's been over there combing his beard for the last 20 minutes. All right.
Did you say it was whore hair?
Boar.
Oh.
You have a boar hair brush that you carry around with you? You carry that big brush in your pocket?
No, I usually keep it in the car, and there's a little shelf here, so it just fit perfectly.
So you kind of made that ladder into your little office during the show?
Yeah, because I think he realized he wasn't fitting over in his space that he set up over there.
Yeah, how did that work out with you and Jack being in like a 4-foot by 4-foot little cubicle area sitting together?
I think Jack's station is great.
Oh, well, I think his station is great, but I don't think there's room for you back in there.
I think Jack's station looks great.
Okay. All right.
Hey, In other words, something must have happened in Jack, and he got violated when he was back there.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Hey. Got a handy under the table.
I know.
Hey, so Elon Musk, Tom.
$30 million, $40 million.
Was it? I thought it was $20 million. $20 million fine and something like 3 years.
It's a fucking drop in the bucket for him.
Yeah, and then he resigned from the board from Tesla, which means nothing.
Only for 3 years.
Yeah. He'll still control shit.
Well, I mean, you know, here we are. We talk about these stories and this stuff that I wish I could actually read before the show and be like a little informed. But Elon Musk, that $20 million fine and three-year suspension from the board of Tesla, but he can come back, right?
I believe so. It's a fine from the SEC, and it was a settlement so that they wouldn't make it much, much worse for him.
Because he came forward a while ago, and he said that he was going to make the company go public. Private.
Okay, cool. Can we mention that like the timing of this was right after he was smoking weed on Joe Rogan?
You know, I didn't hear that interview, but I heard that it was really good.
Yeah, I mean, it was, and I think that it doesn't take a lot of courage, but I think that it's great that someone
took a lot of courage. Moving from the back of the bus to the front seat.
Look who fucking went
because he's smoking
he
weed.
Raped through $20 million in 3 years off of his.
It was $40 million.
It was $40 million, but that wasn't because he was smoking weed on Joe Rogan. That was because he made a damn tweet that said, I think I might finally have the funding to take it private.
And he misled investors, and that's what he got fined for.
Yeah, but I mean, they didn't complain until after he smoked.
That has nothing to do with it. He was going batshit before he did all that.
And can I just point out that Goodfellas and Riverside have some bomb weed? Just want to point that out.
Oh, nice. Let's plug weed. Hey, caller, are you on the phone?
Yeah, how's it going?
Oh, Brandon, I think we've got Gary Busey on the phone.
It's our good old friend Gary.
Gary, what's going on?
Hey, Jake, how's it going? How's Missy?
Here he goes. Straight to the Missy thing. Okay, she's doing fine, Gary. She's happily married. She's very satisfied. She's very satisfied in the relationship, and we're a very monogamous relationship, and she's not looking to hook up with anybody else. I just wanted to throw all that out there and make a little disclaimer before you get carried away and heavy breathing on the phone.
Ah, shit. Hey, Jake, you ever get up in a rabbit hole?
Now, Gary, I'm not going to talk about my wife and her rabbit hole. Tom, what would the rabbit hole be?
Come on, Jake.
What would the rabbit hole be?
That'd be the front hole.
Is that the front hole?
Is it hairy, Jake? Is that why you call it a rabbit hole?
You're such a dirty perv. It's such a dirty perv. I like how we go from the whole conversation of rape to Gary Busey wanting to go down the hairy rabbit hole. It makes sense. So Gary Busey, what have you been doing? What have you been up to?
Nothing much, Jake. I'm just trying to get into some stand-up comedy.
Stand-up comedy. Do you have a routine that you've been working on or anything like that?
It's not ready yet, but it's coming soon to a red box near you. It's called Busified. Crucified. I love Jesus.
Oh, you're back on the religious train now.
Yeah, Jake, spirits.
Spirits.
Mother Teresa.
Spirits and Mother Teresa.
Well, I mean, last time I talked to you, you were kind of more into the dolphins and the echolocation or something like that.
Yeah.
And that was kind of your...
I did have sex with one dolphin.
Oh,
I think I might have a girl that would be right up your alley. Dolphin sex, really?
Yeah, Jake. That's how I got echolocation.
Oh, you have echolocation now.
I acquired it through dolphin sex, and I also experimented with a bat.
With a bat? How was that?
Yeah, it was spooky.
Is that like an achievement unlock?
Yeah. Hey, Gary, I think I might have a girl that you might be interested in. I think she's all. Is she almost out of the slammer, Brandon? If Gary's into having sex with dolphins, there's another girl that we know that likes to have sex with dogs. Hey, Gary, have you ever heard of a call?
Oh, yeah.
A girl named Whitney, Wisconsin?
I heard about her. She had sex with a dog.
Yeah, that would be her.
I wrote some material about this.
Oh, for your stand-up, stand-up. Go ahead.
Yeah, what kind of dog was it, Jake? Was it a cocker spaniel? Or maybe it was a wiener dog.
I legit spit.
Maybe they did it doggy style. 1 second, there's a train going by.
I don't know if he's real or not, man.
Where are you that a train is going by?
He's not with his date, Dolphin, that's for sure. Oh, God.
No dolphins here, Jake. Just a train. I like to walk by train. It's safe.
It's safe. Okay. All right, Gary. So I mean, what about your buddy Bill's been in the media a lot lately? And you know he got locked up. Have you talked to your buddy Bill Cosby lately at all?
It's been hard to contact him, Jake. He's been going through some stuff.
Has he had any private conversations with you or anything? Like, is there any light that you can shed onto your buddy Bill getting locked up or anything like that? Has Bill told you anything recently?
Well, I thought he was researching a role for Shawshank Redemption 2, Red's Revenge. And he said he was a method actor. That's why he had to rape, Jake.
Okay, so Busey's Brandon, Busey's defense of Cosby is that he was a method actor, and that's why all the raping.
They're going to do Shawshank Redemption. They're going to do the sequel to Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, I'd watch the fuck out of
that. He was going to play Red's brother, Jake. He was going to play Brown.
He was going to play Red's brother, Brown.
He's making his own pudding in jail. It's called J-Lo.
J-Lo. All right, that was funny, Busey. That was really right.
That's for my comedy special. That's for my comedy special, Jake. Busey.
Coming
into a red box near you, Jake.
All right, that sounds good. Thanks for calling, Gary. Is there anything else you want to get off your chest?
Give Missy a kiss for me, right on the lips, in the rabbit hole too, Jake.
Oh.
All right, Busey. Thank you very much for calling in. That was very nice.
Love you guys. Bye.
Okay, love you is a little extreme for me, but I guess I can say that I love you too, Gary, and I'll talk to you later. So anyways, I don't know, even cracking jokes after that serious conversation is a little rough, don't you think, Tom? I don't think Gary Busey was very reverent at all of our past topics.
Anyway. He probably didn't know. He was too busy with echolocation.
Yeah, he received echolocation.
He received it.
From having sex.
I always enjoy when Gary calls, though.
Yeah, it's you never know what he's going to say.
He's really into Missy.
He's very into Missy and echolocation and hairy rabbit
even
holes.
More than the fur guy.
Yeah, you know, the fur guy was into Missy wearing furs, but Busey is just strictly sexually he's into Missy. I don't know. It's not platonic. What is the name for that, Jack, when it's strictly sexual?
When it's strictly sexual?
Yes.
It's called sex, Jake.
Well, okay. Thanks to my crack staff, we figured that one out. I don't know, Tom, but is there anything else we're doing? I've finally calmed down. I'm not as mad at the boys anymore. We made it. We limped through a show.
I think you should still be mad. You should be barely. Disappointed now.
Disappointed? Like disappointed father?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because that's way worse than being mad.
Yeah. I've been getting fucked by everybody this week, it seems like. So, you know.
You got done.
Yeah, we got it done. And it seemed like we streamed the whole time, Jack, and we didn't have any problems with the green screen.
Unless somebody complains online, which I'm expecting at some point. We had no drop.
I have not seen any complaints.
Really?
Except about you and Brandon speaking.
Oh.
It was on a more personal level. It wasn't on a technological level.
Yes.
Okay, well, I can live with that.
All right.
No drop frames. Everything's fine.
All right. Well, I guess we've got the new studio location. We've got our beautiful poker table here. Brandon, what's going on with these coins? I see that we got a few of these Radio Underland coins left. I see a few of them. Missy's got a stack of five or six. Let me see what are the numbers on these. Brandon, how much are these, what's the deal with these?
Well, people that want to help us out with our legal defense fund can make donations to support at tscccldf.org, and I think they're going for what, 20 right now.
And what is the required donation to actually get a token of appreciation, which would be one of these coins?
$20.
$20. So for any donation of $20 or more, you can receive one of these coins. And I bet you Jack doesn't have a picture in there, but it just says Radio Underland Raw Truth, black and gold, polished. It's pretty rad. What is this? This is like a 2-inch size. Is this a 2-inch stuff?
Yes, 2-inch.
2 inches.
And they're numbered.
And there, how many of these were made?
100.
Oh, only 100?
Yes, I believe so, right? 100?
So 100 or 200?
200 could 200, have been 200.
200.
200.
So there's 200 of these that are made. Looks like they have a few left of them. And so they send those donations to where, Brandon?
We have a PayPal, and it's support at tscccldf.org.
Jack, do we have a graphic for that? Because nobody's going to remember what he said.
You can listen to it back on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play.
Whatever. $20 donation or more, and you send that to PayPal, and you send it to the what is it?
It's support at TS.
Support at TSCCLDF. I like how the fact that you've been dealing with this website and this legal defense fund for now. How long? How long, Brandon?
About February, March.
So February, March.
And he doesn't have it memorized.
And any time you have to say the web address, I see your eyeball scratching the top of your head as you try to remember what it is.
I want to get it right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but don't you think that's a problem? If it's 6 months later and you still have to, like, oh, fuck, what is that? What is that web address? It's, yeah, the name recognition sucks, but
no,
well, it is.
No, the name recognition is fine. The marijuana use is.
Okay, support.
The Goodfellas, like I said, they got some.
PayPal, you can go to support at tscccldf.org, and you can get one of these Radio Underland. It's basically a challenge coin. There's a few of these left. $20 donation. It gets sent to you in the mail, and you know, help support the cause.
Make sure that you put a coin in the description.
Yeah, in the description, so if you want the coin, and if it's, you know, at the $20 level or higher. I know the way, how I say that has to be, you know, it's this is a token of our affection if you happen to donate $20 or more.
Exactly.
Correct.
At support at tscccldf.org. And I'm not a member of the nonprofit organization, Tom, just so I need to get out there. I'm not affiliated. That's other people. So that's that. All right, anything else other than that?
I heard you had a new hot song.
Well,
hitting the streets. Is that true?
Well, you know what? I mean, I'm not even going to get into that whole topic.
I was just curious.
Right now.
It was fire. I heard. It was pretty.
I'm not going to get into it right now.
Maybe we'll play that next week.
Well, there's, you know, a lot of people have. There's a lot of things that can happen in the next week. A lot of people need to figure out what they're doing. And,
it just happened to be mentioned in the comments
and get their stories. And we just need to see where this is going to go.
Devil's advocate.
Yeah, I got
a little snippet last night. It's pretty.
I'm just sitting back.
Is it
MGK
Eminem fire? I mean, is it
way better?
Better.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm just sitting back, giving people a chance to do the right things, and, you know, get their story straight, and, you know, stop telling different stories and lying and all that other kind of stuff, and giving people a chance. I'm being gracious.
You're giving peace a chance.
You are a.
I'm giving peace
leader.
A chance. I'm giving peace a chance. But next week might be a completely different story, and I might have a lot to talk about.
Can we start dropping these on iTunes? Because I would so download
them. You know, and the funny thing is like, I'm not going to talk about this subject on the show, but it's been so much in the forefront of my mind, some stuff that's been going on in the background, is that it's hard for me to, like, deviate from what I want to talk about and try to, you know, figure something else out that's interesting. But, you know,
I sent you a few other links.
We've got a week to figure some stuff out and see where it goes from there. And then it might be game on. And for all the people that want the social club drama, you never know. It could happen.
Like Haley's comment. It only comes once in a lifetime.
Once in a lifetime. Once in a lifetime. All right, so I think that's it. Jack, is there anything else that we need to plug? Anything else that we need to talk about?
No.
No. So we're okay to wrap this show up, and I'm losing internet connection. I don't know what that's going on about.
Wrap it up, B.
There you go. I can hear those springs on those new microphone stands.
People want a teaser.
People want a teaser?
They want like a, can you give them a little sample?
Just the intro.
Not doing it yet.
Nope. No teaser yet. Not ready.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm just being a gracious person.
It's not pressed and ready yet. It's still in the development stages.
I'm being
stages.
A gracious person. I'm building my war chest, and I'm preparing for any battles that happen to come my way.
Very Sun Tzu of you.
Now, isn't this a nice song, Brandon?
Love it.
Here's your intro.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
That's a good way to go out.
All right, peoples.
Good night.
We'll talk to you
good
later. Night. We went for... Well, I guess it was a short show since we started like 20 minutes late, right, Jack? Yes.
First of all, we
see you next week.
And it's late, not 20.
All same right, time, whatever. Same channel.
Same time, same bat station. Hug the ones you love.
Always.
Always.
Always. Always.
Always.
Unless they say no.
Unless they say no. And if you're forcing your hugs on somebody, call the phone number that we put up later. What are you doing?
She's hugging you.
You're not allowed to hug me after you assaulted me with a cup last night.
Did you just say
night.
No?
All right. That was from Gary Busey.
Peace out, guys.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Good night.